crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It is Sunday, August 8th, 2010. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours with the Sunday abbreviated transmission, and we're going to have open phones throughout the 2 hours and a ton of vital news. I specifically want to ask callers, you can call in about any subject you want, but I want to ask callers, when is enough going to be enough for the American people and the people of the planet? How many trillions do offshore banks have to steal? How many carbon taxes do the governments controlled by these banks have to pass? How many jobs do we have to lose to globalism to realize that they want to destroy our independence and literally domesticate us in their own words? Some of the news I have here is dealing with numbers around the country. Here's a Dallas Morning News report headline: across Texas, 60,000 babies of non-citizens get U.S. birthright. In the last year alone in Texas, 60-plus thousand illegal aliens came in and had their babies here in Texas, or more than 16% of all births in the state, and their families were immediately allowed to stay. They're able to get welfare by having the child, and in most cases, the birth is free. It's paid for, but citizens don't get that. And, of course, the illegal aliens also are released for drunk driving, armed robbery. They're above the law. Why? The globalists want to grease the skids and incentivize the third world moving here to be a foreign army inside of the country. At Parkland Memorial Hospital, where I was born in Dallas and where they took Kennedy when he was dead, I would add, 74% of the births in the last year, of the 11,071 at that hospital, 74% were illegal aliens, children, and the majority were free. Can you imagine if 74% of the births at a major hospital in Mexico were Americans who were illegal going down there, and then suddenly they were made to be Mexican citizens and everything was paid for? What a joke. Only the American people would put up with something like this. And then, as the country goes bankrupt and you start to complain, you get called a racist. So they're moving for a constitutional amendment to block the anchor babies. My problem is when they open up an amendment process, they could try to pass other amendments changing the Constitution at the same time in the Constitutional Convention. There's got to be other ways to put a stop to this. So that is coming up today. Boehner says end to birthright citizenship worth considering. Also, violence in Mexico intensifies. Fidel Castro has now gone and given a speech to their government, and he appeared to be healthy after beating cancer a few years ago, and said that we're on the edge of World War III and nuclear conflagration. I don't agree with Fidel Castro's politics, but I do agree with his geopolitical analysis of the situation with North Korea and Iran. We'll be discussing that. Also, finally, it's broken into mainstream news, CNET News, CBS, San Francisco Chronicle, that yes, there's high levels of radiation from the naked body scanners, and yes, they're lying about storing the images, whether it's federal courthouses, state courthouses, or whether it's the airports, they're saving them all with your name. So we'll be going over that as well. Plus, a major study shows CIA doctors gave green light to torture. That was admitted 5 years ago. They're the ones that conduct and order the torture. Also, IMF document illustrates plan to create a global currency. That's now mainstream news. We'll be discussing that and the economy, but I also want to open the phones up. The toll-free number to join us is 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244, on this live August 8th, 2010 transmission. The websites are prisonplanet.com, infowars.com, jonesreport.com, and infowars.net. Don't forget, we're also simulcasting the radio show right now in living video color with the multicam shoot and all the documents and video clips at prisonplanet.tv. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here with If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Glad that you could join us in the defense of the Republic as we attempt and have some success at awakening people worldwide to the fact that we have a global corporate tyranny that uses a mix of communism, fascism, socialism to bring in this global private corporate governance that is unelected and extremely predatory and authoritarian. It is Sunday, the 8th day of August 2010. We're going to have wide open phones throughout the two-hour abbreviated Sunday transmission. Of course, we do 3 hours weekdays, 11 to 2 p.m. Central. The toll-free number to join us today on any of the issues I'm going to raise or any news stories or topics that you want to comment on, or if you want to agree with me or ask a question or disagree, 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. And I want to add that if you disagree with me, you go to the head of the line. We don't screen your calls, but if you volunteer that you disagree, you will go to the head of the line. Sometimes we screen calls, but only if we have a guest on a particular topic. We want to make sure you're calling in about that topic. But today it is just wide open phones. And the toll-free number to join us is 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. And we will get you up and on the air. We'll start taking those calls coming up in the next segment. North Korea has seized a South Korean fishing boat amid drills with the United States, South Korea, and Japan. And Fidel Castro is warning that the escalation of tensions with Iran and North Korea could lead to World War III. Again, I don't like Fidel Castro's politics, but I do agree with his analysis. This could certainly lead to that. That's just some of the news that we're going to be covering on that front. Also, a really scary development. I don't often agree with the news analysis at the Huffington Post, but they're reporting, and so is ABC News, that Google-Verizon deal, the end of the Internet as we know it. And this is corporations making deals with each other to basically only let their customers visit certain websites. That's what this will lead to. Where they will have preferred agreements with select media corporations and Internet service providers to fast-track people being able to get online and visit those sites. And the corporate dossiers put out in the consortium meetings known as Internet 2 shows that they are moving to a point where you'll have the new Internet, which is just a few thousand sites you can visit at ultra-high speed, and the old Internet that's basically allowed to deteriorate and fall apart into nothing. There's been an interesting ruling. Tracking your car, cops need a warrant, says judge. Police cannot surreptitiously stick a GPS unit on your car and track your movements without a warrant. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia has ruled in an opinion published Friday. The court said the police use of GPS evidence to convict two individuals was a violation of the Fourth Amendment. Well, here's a problem with that. By federal law, 1996, Telecommunications Act, all cell phones are designed to be tracked via GPS locator. They're not actually GPS themselves. They triangulate with the cell towers down to about 15 feet. And the police do wire this into their threat fusion centers and can track anybody they want in real time and dial in and actually physically listen to you over the phone using the speakerphone function, even when the phone is off. But the bigger issue here is license plate reading cameras that have been put in nationwide. That's how they can turn existing roads into toll roads overnight and just mail you bills. They're using the license plate readers in many cities. In the last decade, have announced, you've seen the headline, town runs the plates of everyone that enters, and it's completely illegal and has nothing to do with your security. It's all about controlling and tracking you. So interesting news on that front. Some more good news. This is out of the Oregonian. Lemonade stand gets reprieve. There was outrage over the week over some young girls, age 6 and 7, with a small lemonade stand, raking in as much as $15 a weekend, selling cups of lemonade for 50 cents, and they had been shut down. They were demanding a $150 licensing fee, but they've backed off there on that front. But that's just some of the miscellaneous news. Let me just read to you some of the other headlines we will cover in the next hour, because then we're going to go to break and come back and cover some of our top stories and then your phone calls. Airport body scanner scandal erupts. This out of the San Francisco Chronicle. CNET News is also reporting what we told you a year ago. The federal government thinks you're a bunch of idiots, and they lie to you as a course of action, standard operating criminal procedure. And they've announced, oh, don't worry at federal and state courthouses. Don't worry at county courthouses. Don't worry at airports. We are scanning your body 360, but A, there's no radiation, doesn't hurt you. Now they admit that's a lie, very high levels, testicular cancer, skin cancer, you name it. But don't worry, we can't see your genitals, and don't worry, we're not saving it. And now they've had to admit in their own federal documents, and even Homeland Security now admits this, that it is 20 to 50 times the radiation they previously said, depending on the machine. There's two different companies. One's 20 times, one's 50 plus. You can pull that up. That's Associated Press. Very high levels of radiation, especially if you're a frequent traveler, but government sets the precedent. Now they're talking about chest x-rays because of breast implant bombs. You can't make this stuff up. That's Reuters. Of course, the next they'll tell you chest x-rays are good for you, or maybe drinking Prozac is good for you. I don't know, but they're reporting on that. And, of course, there is the mail online dose that may be up to 20 times higher than first estimated. We have that on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. So they premeditatively lied to you that they weren't looking at your genitals when they're trained in the manuals to look at the genitals for definition. They're trained to look at men and women's genitals for definition and make sure the scanner is tuned. And they are 360 scanning you for a biometric scan, just like a face print or a thumbprint when you go get your driver's license, which they now use at warrantless checkpoints, just like they enroll Iraqis in these biometric systems at checkpoints. You're being enrolled. Now they admit it is a 360 scan of your body. So passive cameras that fire millimeter waves into through your clothes, even if you're wearing a mask or a disguise, they know who you are. It creates a digital mark or number, just like a face scan or a thumbprint, by making digital measurements. They also have biometrics for your particular walk that they've got in place nationwide through the AI software systems hooked into cameras. And it's all part of the enslavement grid. So they lied to you about the radiation. They lied to you about saving the images. And they lied to you about looking at your genitals. There's been quite a few fist fights now. And TSA workers saying, hey, baby, I want a date. Will you be my sex slave? One guy got arrested for that. They've had fist fights where they make fun of TSA employees. They may go through these when they make fun of the of their genitals. I mean, you've seen that in the news. There's been they've made Hollywood people and TV stars. They print off their naked bodies. Particularly women think it's okay to harass men. And in fact, in both cases, it was women. TSA workers have been arrested for trying to have sex with women they've body scanned. There's the Fox News headline, TSA worker arrested after jokes fights about size of genitalia. So they're just complete liars. But the bigger issue here is, why do we trust anything they say? They always lie. Even when the truth would serve them, they lie. They lie to you over and over again. They told you the bailout was $787 million. It's over $28 trillion, according to Bloomberg, and growing. They tell you that the money was going to be for the TARP. And then October 4th, the day after they passed it, Paulson announced we're going to spend it secretly and not tell you where, and Obama's people continued that. So the issue for the listeners is, I want to hear from you. Are they training us to just accept that they're a pack of criminal liars? I mean, what more are we going to put up with here? You know, police are trained how to lie on the stand. That's now come out in court. We'll also get into illegal aliens. 74% of births at Parkland Memorial Hospital in Dallas were illegal aliens. Most of it was a free birth. You pay for it as the taxpayers, and still the illegals whine.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
This is an urgent message. Do not be deceived by counterfeit signs that are staged in an attempt to change the said times. You know it is the time of punishment when they proclaim themselves to be God and His Christ through their blood and DNA. They are traitors and enemies of God and comprise 6.66% of the real population numbers of the U.S. 14.3 million. Assemble against them, for the Lord's purpose is to destroy them. Some will cooperate, others will be in defiance, for it is written, some will die by the sword, those remaining will go into captivity, exile, plunder their wealth, immediately cease their endless wars, oust them from their lofty purchase, self-appointed positions, the generals and low-ranking traitors, and all among us who plot to destroy this nation. Come out from them. Do not obey their unlawful orders. For further instructions, go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
I just want to hear more of it.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Yes, yes.
Okay, folks, we are back live, and Kaisel and Kiesel and Cliff disagree, so I'll go to them first, and then Rob, Brian, Michelle, and many, many others that are patiently holding. Toll-free number to join us, though we've got about 15 calls already on the system, 888-201-2244. But if you just joined us, the government admittedly lied in the last year about the naked body scanners, big surprise, about the radiation, about the digital recording of your genitals, about the fact that they're saving it. And it's now admitted they save them all with your name, and that's what they want, is a scan of your body for biometric purposes. It's also about humiliating you. Remember, for 38 years in the entire Western world, there is a UN program. The Pentagon administers it to the state health departments here in the United States to take your baby's blood at birth. We'll put that up on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. There's the Austin's KXAN News, bartering your baby's blood. And it says they secretly take it at birth. It's not for a blood test, as they tell you. And it is sent to the Pentagon. And then they give the local hospital money. Now, I got all the documents 14 years ago, told you the entire story, and people sucked their thumbs and laughed because that's not possible. The government doesn't lie. It only loves us. It's not a bunch of corrupt interest that control it. No, everything's fine. Here's another good one. U.S. agency rules out health threat from oil dispersants. Obama has said repeatedly, in fact, perhaps we can pull it up. You guys have it saved in the system. Obama says no health risk in Gulf. Or you can go to YouTube and find it. He says it. He says it's safe. Remember Christina Todd Whitman in the weeks after 9/11? Originally, the EPA said we've tested the dust day two on September 13th, and they said it's totally deadly. Mercury, pulverized glass, asbestos. There's several feet of it all over Midtown Manhattan and lower Manhattan. It's very deadly. You better wear respirators. And then she came out and said, no, there's no health problem. Reopen all the schools. Everything's fine. And now they've been blocking almost 9 years in, eight plus years in, the firefighters, police, and National Guard medical workers, the heroes of 9/11, they don't get health care. And a large percentage of them have died. In fact, the government would deny when they would do CAT scans of their lungs at major hospitals and they would be filled with deadly poison in particular, the government would say it's a conspiracy theory. And the New York Post made fun of them and said the cops and others just wanted money, that they were ambulance chasers. Oh, really? Oh, well, here's a new one. U.S. agency rules out health threat from oil dispersants. French news agency. It says dispersants used to break up crude leaking from the ruptured Gulf of Mexico oil spill are not likely to accumulate the seafood, even though it's admitted they are, and affect humans, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration said. And, of course, the cleanup companies run by Halliburton and BP are on record telling their workers not to wear respirators because if they did that, they would have to admit that there was a health risk. And so you've already had people die. The average life expectancy for Exxon Valdez people that clean up crews is 51. They use Core Exit and other dispersants that are many times more toxic than crude oil itself. And almost all of them are dead. That's Associated Press. But they're telling you there's no problem. No problem. And here's one. This is out of AP. Spike Lee bashes U.S. report on vanishing Gulf oil. Well, there's a lot of scientists and people saying it's a cover-up, too, but they focus on Spike Lee so people will think, well, he's just a movie director. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Filmmaker Spike Lee is calling it a lie. A U.S. government report that 75% of the Gulf Coast oil is gone. And he goes over the fact that it is a lie and shows the evidence. So, you know, the issue I'm raising here is, why do we just accept these lies? Why does no one get in trouble at the federal government lying about taking your baby's blood secretly or having people use Core Exit to clean things up and saying, don't worry if you're getting sick. That's all in your head. Go back to sleep. Nothing here to see. Move along. Everything's fine. Using, I guess, a Jedi mind trick on people. You know, these aren't the droids you're looking for. These aren't the droids we're looking for. Move along. This stuff doesn't work on Alex Jones, and I know it's not working on a lot of you. And that's why the American people are angry and upset. And in major polls, over 70% of the American people are angry and are upset and want to shut down the borders and want to restore sovereignty to this country and want to get us out of these wars. But this isn't a supposed democracy. It's a republic. But under the republic, you have to have a declaration of war. And if the people don't want to be in a war, you're not in a war. But it doesn't matter. They continue. Now, we're going to go to break soon, but I want to go ahead and get a few calls in first that disagree. Going to them first, let's talk to Cliff in Colorado. You're on the air, Cliff. Hey, Cliff. How you doing, hey, buddy?
Oh, good, good.
You're on the air.
I wanted to read from a McClatchy newspaper report out of the Denver Post from July 15th.
What do you disagree with?
Immigration. So I wanted to read this.
Okay.
Richard Land, president of the Southern Baptist Convention's Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission, quoted from Bible's books of Matthew, Leviticus, and Micah, in pressing for action on the estimated 11 million illegal immigrants currently living in the United States. Southern Baptists respect and strongly support upholding America's laws, he said, but they, quote, also recognize a biblical mandate, to care for the least of these among us. That's from Matthew. To care for the strangers who reside in our land, from Leviticus and Hebrews, and to act justly and mercifully, from Micah.
Really? Quote, what happened unquote. In the Old Testament? Did God tell the Israelites to dwell in peace with everybody? No. No, and I'm not calling for this, but God said, wipe out all these enemies. So, I mean, I've got to love how you try to call up and use some bought-off, corrupt, World Council of Churches mouthpiece to tell us this. Can I go to Mexico and have a baby and become a Mexican citizen and have the birth paid for by Mexican taxpayers?
Well, if I
ask you a question, Cliff, can I go to Mexico and have a baby at a hospital with my wife? Can I fly into Mexico City a week and stay in a hotel a week before my wife has a baby, and when her water breaks, take her to a hospital and have it all paid for, and then my son or daughter who's born becomes a Mexican citizen, and then I get free welfare? Can I do that in Mexico?
And now you're fear-mongering innocent
No, I'm going to say it again. I'm going to ask you a question here. There's 6,500,000,000 people outside the United States, and they all want to come here, and the government wants to give them free welfare, and Bloomberg reports 46 states have already gone bankrupt on paper. They just haven't told the public yet. So, I'm going to ask you again, has NAFTA and GATT been good for the United States or Mexico? No. Can I go to Mexico and have a child and have it paid for and have that child become a citizen? The answer is no. So, again, lame response. Appreciate your call, Cliff. I'm not going to let you. You called in and said some crackerjack glitterbug preacher is telling me that I've got to pay for people's babies and then be slapped in the face and told, listen, go back to Europe and give me all your money and get out of here, gringo. I'm done. No.
Look, you've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
If you are concerned about heart health, have heart problems, or know someone who does, this message is for you. LifeWise Naturals introduces HeartWise with citronol, CoQ10, hawthorn, and more. For premium cardiovascular health, just 2 HeartWise capsules per day provide optimum levels of powerful nutrients to promote cardiovascular energy, healthy blood pressure, circulatory health, and normal cholesterol levels. HeartWise is made with patented ingredients using only research-based potencies of individual nutrients. This exclusive formulation works in multiple ways, providing comprehensive cardiovascular protection. A 30-day supply of HeartWise with citronol and CoQ10 is only $22.50. GCN listeners, order HeartWise now and receive a free bottle of True Pomegranate, one of the most effective superfoods and antioxidants available. Mention product code HEART when you call 800-643-9558, 800-643-9558, or go to freeheartoffer.com. That's freeheartoffer.com today.
So, you're rolling your own, eh? Me too. And you better keep rolling with the best, rollingpapers.com. The best site on the web with over 1,500 products. Whether hemp, rice, flax, or pulp, we've got your rolling papers. For store owners, rollingpapers.com has wholesale pricing and display boxes. Papers, tubes, filters, rolling machines in hundreds of brands, sizes, and styles. Hey, try the new Big Bag brand available at rollingpapers.com. We are centrally located and quickly package and ship daily to anywhere in the world. Adult consumers can buy one individually to sample, or for the best prices, select any of the wholesale displays available direct from the pros at rollingpapers.com. No minimum purchase required and a friendly, helpful staff. You won't believe the selection and great pricing at rollingpapers.com. Retail, wholesale, import, and export. Keep rolling your own with rollingpapers.com.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuarantee.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero Debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuarantee.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256, or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
10 years. Genesis. A decade of talk. Genesis. Great Talk Radio is here on the Genesis Communications Network.
We're back live, ladies and gentlemen, and that caller that disagreed, he had nothing to say. I would ask him a question, he wouldn't respond to it. If you're going to disagree with me, and you throw out points, you need to be able to at least respond. But the issue is, in the last 100 years, the World Council of Churches, set up by the Rockefellers, teach us to turn our guns in. Protestant churches do it. All the big mainline denominations. The Catholics do it. They tell you, submit to government, submit to socialism, that's the American way, you're going to hell. And Hitler did the same thing. He used the churches in Romans 13 to make everybody submit. The founding fathers didn't buy into it. Mexico is where about 80% of the immigrants are coming from. We have over 30 million illegal aliens, not 20 million like the news says. Major corporations have done analysis say it's over 30 million. And Mexico lost wars with the United States. When the illegals have their demonstrations, they've got Mexican flags. The illegals in San Francisco repeatedly make the school make the U.S. citizen kids, in one case who were Hispanic, go home for wearing American flags. The American flag is so offensive to many of the Mexican illegal aliens that they can't even look at it. All over the country, they go to police stations, firehouses, post offices, private businesses, and pull down American flags. It's a military action to go pull somebody's flag down. They understand that. You ever play plant the flag in Boy Scouts? Where everybody starts wrestling, playing King of the Hill, trying to plant your flag. It's a military simulation of taking the hill. Seen the famous photo from World War II at Iwo Jima with the Marines raising... Oh, there's a photo on screen. We're simulcasting the radio show at prisonplanet.tv. That was at a public school where the illegals pulled down the American flag and ran the Mexican flag up on top of it with the Mexican flag above it with the American flag flying upside down. I'm not putting up with this. Look, I have gone out and protested the Ku Klux Klan more than 10 times because I don't like racist groups. But Mecha and La Raza, what does La Raza mean? It means the race. What's the slogan? For those inside the race, everything. For those outside the race, nothing. And we don't have 30 million Klan members in this country saying they want the Southwest for themselves. I'm done. I'm done. I'm not going to be part of the politically correct cover-up of this information. Okay? There's the photo on screen of the high school with the American flag being torn down, the Mexican flag run up. Now, let me get back to my point, then I'm going to your calls. This is just one Dallas Morning News story about it, and it's up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We have links to it if you want to read it. Drudge also has it. Across Texas, 60,000 babies of non-citizens get U.S. birthright in 1 year. This is out today, August 8, 2010. And it goes on to say that... of the 1.5 million illegals living in Texas, it's like 2 million in and around Houston, folks. That's what the police estimate. To reside, at least 60,000 babies are added to households annually. At least 60,000. That's a whitewash number. At Parkland, in the last year, of 11,071 babies were born to women who were non-citizens. 74% of total delivery. So the hospital where I was born, where my dad... going to dental school at the time, worked two jobs on top of dental school to pay for it. He went in with cash money for Alexander Emmerich Jones to be born, and he put the money down and he paid for it at this very same hospital. Because that's the big issue this article doesn't report on, but you can pull it up. Most of the illegals go to the emergency room and get it free. Did I say free? I said free. Oh, but it's biblical to give it free. Oh, the citizens aren't getting the health care free. No. The citizens, when they get pulled over drunk driving, go to jail, but the illegals in most cases don't. 800 plus cities are sanctuary cities where the illegals are above the law because the globalists want them here to drive down wages and to be a political arm that'll vote for gun control and vote for globalism. And the article continues to go over all of these numbers. Over 16% of all births in Texas were illegal aliens. And their children become legal, become citizens, their families can stay, and they get all this free welfare. And you can't go to any other country in the world and do this. You certainly can't go to Mexico. Some of the most draconian laws against immigrants in the world. And I'm not calling for those. I mean, you have to understand, Americans are loving, good, open-hearted people. But the country is going bankrupt, and Mexico has always been antagonistic with the United States. It's one of the only, it's the only country we've had a war with that borders us. Before Canada was a country, it was British and French run, and we had wars with them. We've had wars with Mexico. They teach in Mexican schools to hate America and that the Southwest belongs to Mexico. And I'm supposed to not talk about this. It's basically like Germany and France hating each other, having all these wars. Now, we need to do something about this. We need to do something about American flags being torn down. We need to do something about illegals saying, I don't like other people wearing American flags. It's offensive to me. And then I get up here on air and I mention it. And I mean, come on. It's insane. It's insane. All right. I'm going to go to another call that disagrees. Kiesel in Georgia, who disagrees. You're on the air, Kiesel.
Hello. So my disagreement was, just a second. I understand. I agree with you as far as the motion of where the world's going, but as resistance to try to stop it, now think about it. What's the world without government? It's a whole bunch of divided people, divided by religion, divided by culture, divided by the way they do things in general. And that in itself is going to, it's going to corrode. So you're saying without this establishment, we're all just going to be better off? Because all they're doing is bringing things to a singularity.
No, they're not. I have a choice who my government is. I am the sovereign. I elect the government. And I have a Bill of Rights and Constitution so that if we get a corrupt government in who can fool 51% of people to, say, start arresting all the Jews like happened in Nazi Germany, I'm going to be protected because I have a republic and a democracy. If 51% say kill all of the Hispanics or kill all the Anglos or kill all the blacks, it happens in a pure democracy. So this Star Trekian meme of, oh, we're all going to be one world and one world government will stop war, that's how world government is sold. The problem is this world government is authoritarian and corrupt and has eugenics and world population reduction as its stated aim.
But Alex, anything that is outside of what you want, because there's a whole bunch of eyes out there. Everybody has their own opinion. Anything outside of that is corrupt because you don't appeal or you don't like the way they do things.
Okay, let me stop you again. 99% in a Gallup poll were against the banker takeover of 2008, known as the banker bailout. They got 1,000-to-1 phone calls, according to Congress people, against it, but it still passed. See, it's not only unconstitutional and illegal and immoral to give this money to these private banks or they threaten to destroy the stock market. No one wanted it. So again, over 70% of Americans in major polls want more Second Amendment, not less. So you can't just say, well, that's your opinion. Okay, it's constitutional and it's what the majority want because it's common sense. The founder said, private property, be left alone. Defend yourself. Boy, that really makes sense. I agree with Thomas Jefferson and George Washington. I don't agree with George Soros and Bill Clinton. Okay? It's very, very simple. And so you call in and say, well, you know, according to you, anything you don't like is evil. Well, the British government admits a tenfold increase in brain damage and convulsions from the H1N1 shot in under 5-year-olds and have suspended the shot, not just the last shot, but any new shots. That's London Telegraph. Boy, I told you it was going to brain damage you. I had top scientists, brain surgeons, the head of the EU commission on to tell a medical doctor to tell you it was deadly. And 6, 7, 8 months later, or a year later in some cases, what do you see on mainstream news? British Medical Journal saying it was all a fraud. I told you they were keeping the scans of your body because I could read the federal regulations. They're so arrogant, they think you're dumb. Now they admit they're keeping the scans of your body. I told you they were taking your baby's blood at birth for a Pentagon DNA bioweapons database. Now it's admitted. I mean, what's your problem with me? I mean, what do you...
Is world peace bad?
Pardon me?
Is world peace bad?
Well, this is not world peace. World peace to the globalist. World peace to the globalist is total enslavement. See, you have problems with semantics. You know, if I walk up and beat you in the head with a hammer and say, this is world peace because you're my enemy and when you're dead, we're going to have peace. Give me a break. I mean, you got a major problem.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring 2 wind generators on just 1 tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Omega-3 oils. What do you really know about their health benefits? Welcome to GreatPlainsFlax.com. Quality flax seeds right to your door. The golden flax seed from GreatPlainsFlax.com is 99.75% pure foundation grade. The purest, highest grade flax seed available. Benefits of golden flax seed include the natural properties of fiber, lignans, and omega-3 fatty acids that provide preventative and restorative abilities to your diet. Lignans help reduce the possibility of colon, breast, and prostate cancers. Other great benefits flaxseed provides are lowering cholesterol, blood pressure, and helping weight loss. Plus, it's perfect for pets, too. To learn more about other flaxseed benefits, plus get recipes and see current research, go to GreatPlainsFlax.com. Enjoy free shipping of our golden omega flaxseeds within the lower 48 states. Prices start at just $22.95. Call 866-834-7485. That's 866-834-7485. Or visit GreatPlainsFlax.com. Quality flaxseeds right to your door.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
There's a wide range of stuff on here.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Yes.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
If we've got more people that mindlessly want to disagree, 888-201-2244. And you heard that guy, and we had him on hold during the break. They didn't know if I wanted to let him go yet, and I could hear him rambling about, there'll be turbulence at first, but once we have the world government, it'll be fine. He was still talking, not even knowing we'd ended that segment. I hear this constantly. You know, we're going to have a world government. It's going to be loving. It's going to give you peace. I'm going to put on screen the Financial Times of London article by their foreign desk editor titled, "And Now for World Government." And he goes on to say it's authoritarian, that they've built it in secret, but that it's for our own good. What have all these major top environmentalists said lately? The public's too dumb to pass global carbon taxes. We have to do it whether they want it or not. And who are the carbon taxes paid to? The very same central banks that have engineered the collapse. It's feudalism. It's control. Remember the SPP, North American Union documents that came out a few years ago? How the main order of business of the Canadian, U.S., and Mexican government is to keep the merger of our countries secret, the merger of our infrastructures and our military secret from the public. North American integration by stealth. That's in the Council on Foreign Relations white papers as well on the subject. North American integration by stealth. See, we don't want this, even though you went to college and somebody patted you on the head and said, you're an intellectual, because big corporations fund this university and they want to set up their own global, unelected, unaccountable government. And then we tell you that you're liberal and trendy and smart because you want globalism. We've seen what globalism is. It's war and tyranny and death and the international community going around and attacking defenseless nations. It's UN rape gangs running child slavery and white slavery operations worldwide. I mean, read your headlines. Globalization is BP bossing our government around. Look at Europe. The people there have unanimously voted. They don't want GMO crops. They don't want it. They want to decide what they're going to eat. Their government caves in through globalism and goes ahead and does it. So the global government that you want so dearly is being set up. In fact, here's a Raw Story article today. Study. IMF document illustrates plan to raise global currency. It's no secret that many of the world's largest industrialized nations are somewhat eager to ease their reliance on the U.S. dollar. For months, China and Russia have pushed ever suddenly for a new global reserve currency to give governments around the world enhanced economic stability in the event of greater fluctuations in the dollar's value. And it goes on that the IMF and World Bank are calling for a global currency run by the private banks, SDRs. A 35-page exploration and footnotes, the IMF Strategy, Policy and Review Department lays out how and why global currency, which would move from inside money as the SDR to an outside money that is traded by governments. So the very global banks that want the world government and are financing the open borders, everything, they now want to issue their own currency that you must use and then have governments sign on that they lose control of their economic destiny and their monetary destiny. I mean, we already have had the Federal Reserve for 97 years since 1913 running our fiscal policy and giving themselves incredible power. They literally have an Aladdin's lamp of private money creation for themselves. It's a fraud. And Kinley and Bernie Madoff and BP under Clinton came out with the idea of a global carbon tax to fund these SDRs, and you think it's a great idea. Well, the good news is the population's been educated and they don't want it, so the globalists are trying to do it by stealth. So understand, I don't live under what system you want just because you're a control freak. All right, let's go to your calls quickly now. Rob and Mass, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, thank you again for having me on. I have a constitutional question for you regarding the federal government's lawsuit against the state of Arizona.
Okay.
Okay. My question is on the interpretation of Article 2, Section 4 of the Constitution under the executive powers regarding disqualification.
Well, I don't...
Can I read it to you to give some context?
Sure.
All right. As it's written, Section 4, Disqualification, the President, the Vice President, and all civil officers of the United States shall be removed from office on impeachment for and conviction of treason, bribery, and other high crimes.
And then it goes on to say, if they sue a state or a private citizen on behalf of a foreign power, it is treason. And we wrote an article about that a month ago, and it is treason. The federal government is not allowed to sue an individual or state or government agency on behalf of a foreign power.
Okay, yes, sir. Now, with that in mind, shouldn't our elected officials or our soldiers or even our people kind of see this and say, hey, wait a minute, he just removed himself from office just by filing the lawsuit and going forward with it?
Yeah, you're talking about – and by the way, those same powers are in the Ninth Amendment and Tenth Amendment.
Yes, they are. That's right. But by violating Article 11, does not Article 2, Section 4 apply? Where it's like, wait a minute, these guys, they totally tipped over the first domino by suing Arizona for doing.
But they don't care. Yeah, we've had what, 4 of the 9 members of the Supreme Court, one of them's been replaced by Kagan now, write that they follow UN law. And if you've read the UN Declaration of Human Rights, Article 30 says that you have none of the previous rights they mention when the UN feels like it. This is a tyranny. No, Rob, great points. But that's the issue. You have global offshore corporations that individually, many of them have bigger GDPs than most governments. Now they're combining forces with over $100 billion in this Bill Gates Foundation, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And in the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, most of it goes to fund globalization, international takeover of curriculum in schools, vaccines, birth control, sterilization. And so this global government is private. And so they use the hordes of illegal aliens that they brought in, that they put on welfare, as their political attack dog. I mean, it's very elementary. It's treason. And yes,
it's divide and conquer.
It is. Yes, it is divide and conquer. Rob, I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and talk to Brian in Texas. You're on the air, Brian.
Hey, Alex. How's it going?
Good.
I am so thankful for what you're doing. God bless you. What I wanted to talk about was yesterday I dropped my wife off at the airport, and we were already prepared for this whole naked body scanner thing. I printed out your articles just like you said, and when we went up for the security check, I showed them to the guy. I said, is she going to have to walk through one of these body scanners? He says, no, but before the end of the year, they'll be everywhere. And I said, not if this lawsuit passes. And he looked at me kind of strange. Didn't know what I was talking about. I said, do you realize the amount of radiation you're getting off of these things? And he just kind of put his head down into his book and just kind of ignored me, wouldn't talk to me.
Well, I mean, if, you know, I mean, if he says core exit won't hurt him, or if he says asbestos on 9/11 won't hurt him, or if he says radiation won't hurt him, then I guess it won't. He's like Superman. He could just magically, like a genie, say Shazam. And, you know, I love Jeannie. She pops up and he says, hey, Jeannie, will you make this radiation not hurt me? And she says, you bet.
It's just so sad that even someone working there doesn't want to know the effects of what they're dealing with. I offered him the articles from InfoWars.com. He wouldn't even take them.
Well, we've got to get the word out. And the good news is the airlines are against it because it's hurt upwards of 20% of their travel in the last year. There's lawsuits over it. I appreciate your call. And since you mentioned that, the TSA was in the Chicago Tribune 2 months ago saying, yes, by 2011, mid-year, so about a year from now, they said everyone will be forced through these. Now, it's already been done in El Paso. The El Paso Times reported on that a month ago. Kurt Nemo wrote about it earlier this week at InfoWars.com. We got listener tips that everyone was being forced through it. He searched the term and found out Shazam, I'm going to get addicted to saying that now, like Gomer Pyle, you know, there it is. And they're making everybody there as a test here in Texas do that. And I have the New York Times here today, radiation questions over a body scanner. But it goes in about 2 years, and what I've read in federal documents is about a year now, if all goes according to plans, they will replace all of the lie detectors with it, and everyone will be forced at 2,200 security checkpoints at all commercial 450 airports in the United States. So it's gone in about 215 within another year and a half. They say 2 years, 450, 2,200 checkpoints total. You will be forced to have your body recorded naked, to be bathed in radiation, and they do save it, and they're a pack of criminal liars. Why shouldn't they? They already take your baby's blood for 38 years at birth, give it to the Pentagon. And then they patent your blood and sell it to private companies. When you go in for gene therapy, they say, by the way, we've already got your blood. That's how all this came out. So they're stealing your blood. They're stealing naked images of your body. It's a criminal, rogue government that works for offshore banks, setting up a world government to enforce the rape of everyone. They'll be back in a moment. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.